on the wedding night, but then he's...
And then he has
and
then to
they, and they bury, and then the, right. he separates, he sleeps with the men, she sleeps with the woman.
Right, so we're going to talk about that. So we're going to talk about that.
Because I was wondering why that...
Why that is.
Yeah, we're going
to talk, right, talk, talk about this question of the yichud question, right? Because right. generally we have a rule in Hilchos Nida, right, that the general rule, right, is that a man and a woman who are forbidden to each other in general, they're not allowed to have tashmish,
yeah.
so they're not allowed to have yichud, right? So the greatest example of two people who are forbidden to each other, it's a big iser, right? Karis. If yeah. they're together as a husband and wife, and the wife's a nida. So really, you should have an iser yichud. That would be very inconvenient, right? But we don't have such a thing. But why not? So the reason we don't have an iser yichud, if someone's listening, you didn't come in the middle of this year, we just started. If somebody, you might think you just said, I don't know why, I just start with today, we're on daf dalet. But the general rule is that when you're married, if you have something that's called pas pesalo, you have bread in your basket. And basically, as long as the couple have had tashmish already,
yeah.
so it's actually even less than that. As long as they've had like you know an intimate relationship in the sense that they've tried to have tashmish, his part of his body has touched her part of her body. But the bottom line is, once they've done that, so then they it's called nishikas efer. So once they have that, so now they know already. Right, they're going to have that, right? That they have had it already once, and they're going to have it again.
Right.
So then we assume they can be, they're able to be, you know, to hold back while they're in nida. So, but this becomes a big shayla. And we saw that in the case we're going to talk about in a second is poris ish nida, you know, appears ish nida. What if there's a chuppas nida? Basically, she becomes a nida before the wedding. So that's a real. That even today they can't have yichud afterwards. Why? Because they're forbidden to each other and they've never been together before.
Right.
So in that scenario. They have to go somewhere else. They can't go to a hotel by themselves. They have to go somewhere where their parent, where people are home, and they can't have yichud. It's a really big, big to do. So yeah, so that raises the question. So what's going on in this case? They had tashmish already once, right, that first night. So then why are they?
We'll
why are they? That. Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are on Daf Dal Amud Aleph. And we are, I think we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines in the bottom. Is that correct? Darash of Yosef? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we talked about just before, and this is what we kind of started up with, was that this whole Braisa seems to be a proof of Yochanan, right, who says that even though on a Yontif, Avilus is not Noeg, but Devarim Shabbat Sinna are Noeg. And this we talked about, what would be a case of Avilus and Yontif? You know, there is no Avilus and Yontif. Yontif cancels Avilus. The answer is, for a relative who passes away on Yontif, right? So a relative passes away on Yontif, and we do a Kvura, we bury the person, nevertheless, and Shiva doesn't start, and they're not an Onen either, because the person's been buried already. Nevertheless, so they're not Noeg Avilus, but things that are private, they do keep. So, for example, the Isra of Tashmish Amita, that is kept. So, this seems to be approved.
Right.
So, fine. So, Gemara says, Vahahacha, sorry. So, Darsh of Yosef, Pere, Derava, Mishmeh, Derava. So, Rav Yosef said, the son of Derava said in the name of Sa'ad Derava, Lo Shanu Ella Shalo Baal. Ava Baal, Ishtiash and Imo, just what we talked about. This whole conversation. About he sleeps with the men, she sleeps with the women. So that's only when they have not yet had tashmish amita. They have not had their first intimate relationship. But if they had, then she can she goes home with him. Meaning at that point they go home together, right? So Gemara says, and which again fits the contract that we typically have. So right, look at Rashi. Rashi is Lo Shanu. It's like 7 lines up in Rashi from the bottom. Lo Shanu. That we don't trust them. Ella shalom bal, right? They have never been together. Why? The takif la yitzra. He's going to be crazy. He's not going to be able to control himself, right? So that's not going to be possible. So that's why. So that's in that scenario. But otherwise, we say the case is that our case. But bal ishto yishen imo. But right. But they already had. But they already tashmish. Then they can have yichud.
His father dies, right?
Well, no. What we said already in that brisa was this is one of the things that we allow, right? We put the body in a different room. They get married. They go home together that night. They have tantrums that night, and then they separate, and then they bury the person the next day.
Okay,
so maybe you're thinking it's a little uncomfortable. Are they going to ask? They're going to ask them what they did or didn't do. Right, so it's a good shayla. But the bottom line is, assuming that they did, so then they would be able to have yichud. Fine. So the question is, wait a second. Vahacha de babalaski. Now you're telling me the case is right. That even the Braisa already told me. I mean, this whole Braisa gives a list of all these halachos, right? So you said, and one of them was, he sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women. And he said, oh, and by the way, that's only if they didn't have tashmish. But if they had tashmish, then that's not true. He said, what are you talking about? The whole Braisa just said, the case is, bol bilas mitzvah parish. That was the case, right? And then the next line is, and he sleeps with the men and she sleeps with the women. So that's not the case? Right, now you're confusing me. That's exactly what the case of the Braisa was. Right? Look at Rashi, right? The assumption is that they did that. And then right afterwards the Braisa says that they sleep separately. So what are you talking about? So Gemara says, Kika Amar appears to Ishto Nida. No. This whole conversation was really talking about, I mean, this piece, this one set of rules that he sleeps by the men and she sleeps with the women. So that is only a scenario of Pierce Ishta Nida when she again becomes a Nida before the wedding. That's when that happens. Then they get married, and even after they get married, they have to go their separate ways in terms of going to sleep. V'chein katani. But what do you mean? The Braisa said v'chein, right? Which implies that it's not just what the case of Pierce Ishta Nida, but it was. And also the same halacha is pirsa ishtanido. So hachika amar, no, this is how you have to read it. Vechein misha pirsa ishtanido velo bal hu yashin bein ha'anashim v'ishli yashin bein ha'anashim. That's what it means. Meaning, if the scenario would be that she became a nida and they didn't yet have tashmish, so then, again, they sleep separately afterwards. Okay, fine. So Gemara says, but wait a second. The main rabbi, fine. So that's the opinion of Rava, as quoted by his son, Rav Yosef. Okay. Fine. So it says the Gemara, Lameimra da velos kila le menida. Wait a minute. Are you going to tell me now that a velos is actually less strict than the halachas of nida? Right? I mean, the relationship between the husband and wife when they're in a velos is less strict than the relationship between husband and wife when they're in nida? Meaning, because in both of those cases, husband and wife are forbidden to have tashmish. Right? Both in a velos and both in nida. Right? So the two scenarios where husband and wife are forbidden to each other. So you want to tell me that Velas is less strict than Nida? V'am Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina, Am Rafuna, Komalacho She'isha Ose Labayla, Nida Ose Labayla. Right? Anything that a woman typically does for a husband, a woman who's a Nida can do for her husband. This is a source, by the way, one of the only two Gemaras that's a source for what we call Harchakos. And all the Halachos, the Midrabanan, that husbands and wives are not allowed to do with each other when you're in Nida, right? Because of the concern of, you know, what we call like hergel aver. You're so close. Right? Whenever I teach harchakos to chasanim, I always say this way. On the one hand, when the issur of a husband and wife being together when they're in Nida is nisar karis. It's a very, like, most serious averis, right? So what do we say? We should say, there's no yichud. You can't have yichud because it's such a serious issur. But we don't say that because it would be impossible and not just because it'd be impossible, but, you know, pas pasalo, etc. Okay, but now we have two people who are super used to being with each other, right? They have an intimate relationship with each other in general, right? And now they're living together in the same house while they're in Nida. So what did the Chazal do? They said, look, we'll give you yichud. Yichud you can have, right? But now we're going to have to put other things in place to make sure that we're not too relaxed. Because if we're too relaxed, we could chalila come to the ish of yichud. So this is one of two Gemaras that talks about, you know, a lot of the halachos of what we call harchakos, things that separate the two people, so they should recognize that they are not, they're forbidden to each other. Okay, so what's the point? The point is like this: kol malacha she'isha osa labayla, anything that what wife does for her husband, she can do when she's a nida. Nida osa labayla chutz, except for mezikas akos, she's not allowed to pour him a glass of wine. Vatzos amida, she's not supposed to make his bed in front of him. Rachatzos yadav panav raglav, and she's not allowed to wash his hands, feet, or face. V'ilu gabe avet. I mean, those are rules by Nida. Those are some of the rules by Nida. You're not allowed to pour a glass of wine for each other. You're not allowed to. She's not allowed to make your bed if you're there. It doesn't mean like making the bed in the morning to like just make it clean. It means like, you know, making the bed to prepare for for being together. For, let's say, you know, like there's different types of making the bed, right? You're just, you know, waking up in the morning. Everyone puts their sheets and you know their bed in order. That's one thing. Post can talk about, but you know, making the bed at night, you know, a different story. So okay. But when it comes to Avelis, Tanya, when it comes to Avelis, we say, even though the rule is that a man's not allowed to force his wife to kocheles or pokeches, is like different types of makeup and perfume she would put on. But when it comes to Avelis, she's allowed to, right, pour him a glass, a cup of wine. She's allowed to make his bed, and she's allowed to wash his hands, feet, and face. So what do you mean? You want to tell me now that, you just told me that by Nida, we're going to say, right, Pierce Isha Nida, then they have to separate, right? But by Avelus, they wouldn't have to. That sounds like you're telling me that, Avelus is more kal, right? But over here, sorry.
He's not allowed to do those things. Sorry.
Hold on. Oh, look at Rashi. So we list all these things that they're allowed to do, right? So she's allowed to do all these things for him. So look at Rashi, Mozegas Lo, right? She can pour for him a cup. So it says Rashi, Velo Chayshinan Lehergel Davar, right? We're not worried that she's going to, that this is going to lead to something else, right? What do you see? Alma, says Rashi. We're like seven lines down in the skinny lines in Rashi. Mozegas Lo is the first line in the Rashi. Mozegas Lo, Velo Chayshinan Lehergel Davar. Alma avelos chamirle, right? We just have to use the language, the correct language. Meaning, the Gemara is saying, you want to say people are going to take avelos less seriously, meaning, and therefore they're more likely to make mistakes? No, we see here that we're more lenient when it comes to avelos, right? We let them do more things because people take it more seriously, right? We're less concerned that they're going to make a mistake, right? And therefore we have more things that we allow the wife to do for her husband. So Gemara said, so which one is it? Right? Do people take Avelus more seriously or they take it less seriously? Meaning in the opposite in our heads, since we take it more seriously, I'm less likely to make a mistake, I need fewer restrictions, or because I take it, less seriously, we need more restrictions. So it sounds like people take it very more seriously, Avelus, and it needs fewer restrictions. So Gemara says, Lo kasha, kan bavilas di day, kan bavilas di da. Fascinating, right? Chazal really understand human psychology very, very well, right? It depends who's an avelus, right? If he's an avelus, what do we say? That's when we have a lot more rules. Why? Because he's going to mess up, right? Right? When it's avelus today, look at Rashi. Kam avelus today. La'olam avelus kila leminida, right? Really, avelus, yes, is treated less seriously than nida. Needs a lot more rules. V'hani masnisa hachi mitartzan. This is how he explained this braisa. All these things, right? Right? These extra rules are when he's an avel. That whole story. But we allow things. That's bavilas dida. That's when she is in avilas. When she can do things for her husband. The katani ain't adam rasha lakuf, etc. You can't force her, etc. Meaning alma bavilas dida kaiminan sheina rotsa lakov lifkos. But when she's an avilas, she doesn't want to get dressed up and put on makeup, etc. Vahanu taima de mozegas. That's why she's allowed to pour him a cup of wine. Dim yisgaber yitzra alav. Because if he gets interested and says, you know what, maybe let's, you know, come on, let's say he's interested in being with her. Kevan da avilas didahu eno shamaso. She's not going to listen to him, right? Basically meaning that when it comes to her being an avilas, we don't have as many rules. Why? Because she's not going to do anything. Because she's feeling sad. She has she's not going to do it, right? But when it comes to him being an avelus, right? So he's like, okay, yeah, I know I'm sad, but you know, his yetzer is stronger than hers, and we have more rules in place when he's an avelus than when she's an avelus, right? Fascinating. I thought I really understood men and women very, very well.
The comparison though doesn't make any sense because with Nida, they put these things in place because you might become kal because there's an iser kares.
Right.
Avelus, there's no kares if
good. Good. No, it's a very good point. It's a very good point. Correct. It's a very different level of Isser. It's probably only Isser. You know, a lot of these things only Isser Rabbanan. That's correct.
That's how we got set up for this whole issue.
What do you mean?
It's because of that, because it's the Rabbanan, that people would take it less seriously. That's why we ended up where we did, right? And then I think that's where Rashi was saying, right? The bottom of Dalai and Aleph over there. And that's where we needed to go, where we just did, to explain that notwithstanding that, because of what we just went through, it's true that...
Oh, right, Rashi makes this point. Look at Rashi, good point, John. Look at Rashi and Dalam and Aleph on the bottom of the page. It's six lines in the bottom. I don't know if you read this, Rashi. Ki ka'amar, right? We said ki ka'amar. What case are we talking about up here, so you should need it? I mean, we said this whole rule, right, of... but we said this whole rule of the couple sleeping separately, so that's only in the case of what? That's only in the case of Rava said that's only in the case where they hadn't yet had tashmish before, right? Then, right, the Gemara said, but wait a second, we're talking about the case where they already had tashmish. That's the whole concept. So that's the Gemara says, no, ki ka'amar apirsa yishanita, meaning that... Meaning you're only going to say that by piercing Yishan Nida because... piercing Yishan Nida. So no, that's by Nida. And then the Gemara said, but v'chein ketani, right? I didn't explain that. But you mean, but it says v'chein, right? It means that we're explaining that they're similar. What's the point? Before that, Kika Amar. Right, so that's what Rashi says. Kika Amar Rava Lo Shanu Apir Se Ishanida Ka Amar De Kaven De Nida Chamura Ba Meheman Allah De Lo Aslu Zil Zula Be Isar Kares. Right, meaning it's by Nida they rely on to stay together. Right, because it's so serious, even the husband's going to be giving you more careful. By Avelas, that's when we have this more wobbly situation because people know it's not Isar Daraisa, so not Isar Kares and not worry. Okay, good. Yeah, thank you. It's a good point. So let's go. Let's keep going. So we said lo kasha kamavis today kamavis today. But wait a second, va aviv shalchasan o ima shalkala ketani. You told me it was for either one of them, right? This is if the chasan passes the chasan's father or the mother's the kala's mother passed away. So what do you mean making distinction between him and her? It's not true. We're not making the distinction. So says Gemara, no kikatani ashaara. No, it's not true. It is when we list these things, these are only on the rest of them. And it really was only talking about specifically, him as opposed to her. Fine. Okay, so now since Gemara says, but wait a second. Mishani bein avilas di deila avilas di da. Really? You're going to make a difference in avilas of the husband and avilas of the wife? Vatanya misha meis chamav o chamoso. What if a person's father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away? Enu yachal akofes ishto li yos kochel su yos pokes. That's right, we saw this language before. He cannot force his wife, meaning the point is that his wife is in avilas. He can't force her to get dressed up, to get, put on makeup, etc. Elakofa mitaso v'noegimah avilas. He flips over the bed. This is one of the things that we don't do anymore because they used to flip their beds and sleep on the back side of their bed. So we can't do that because if you flip the mattress, it's the same thing. Most of our mattresses, right? And if you flip the bed itself, you almost can't use it. So the way their beds used to work, you would flip the mattress, flip the bed and still be able to use it. So that was a way of showing avilas. So we don't do that anymore, but that's the example the Gemara gives here. Vinoik ima avilas, right? So what does he do? Point being, if a spouse lost their parent, so what happens? Even the other spouse flips over the bed and is noik ima avilas. V'chein hi shemeis chamia or chamosa, and same thing for her. If her father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, eina risha liyos kochelas liyos pokeser, she's actually not allowed to get dressed up, etc. Ela kofa mitasa v'noik noheges ima avilas. Right? Sounds like there's some type of avilas that the spouse keeps, who's living in the same house with this person who's in avil. So it sounds like we lump them together, right? We don't have one person. We don't distinguish between the two. So says the Gemara, no. Tani by avilas didei hu yashin ben hanashim viishto yashena ben hanashim. So no, we were basically the point being tani by avilas didei. You're right. So we were really talking about his avilas. Look at Rashi. Yeah. This is this canvas, right? It's going on this. Rashi says canvas. They lo olam avilas kiel lemida. You're right. Really, avilas is treated a little bit less, you know, more lenient than nida. Vahani mas nisa hachi mitartzan. And this we already explained it. Had the gatani la el hu yashem bein anashim, etc. That is about avilas today. That's about his avilas. But the gatani mozeges lo. And what about the point that you she can pour him wine, etc. That's about her avilas. The gatani ain't adam rasha lakov because you can't force her. But alma by avilas tida kaiminan she ain't a rotsa lichov lifkos. Finding time the mozeges lakos. Oh, sorry, that's what Rashi we said before. Sorry, that was Rashi from before. So rather explain it like this. Forget Rashi for a second. Tani bavilas di day hu yashem bein anashim viishto yashena bein anashim. Right. So the point being is it is all talking about, you know, his avilus, and in that scenario, that's when they would sleep separate according to this. Okay. Gemara says v'hava chen katani, but the same problem. But we just said v'chein, it should be the same. No, ki katani akicho v'apirkos. What's the same? The same thing is in both cases, whether she's an avilus or he's an avilus, she doesn't put on makeup and she doesn't put on perfume. V'ha imbo katani. But I just said you do it together with him. So my love imo b'mita, right? They're together in the same bed. No, lo imo b'bayis. No, it means that she's together with him in the house. Right? Because the amar le rav lechia berei, like Rav told Chia his son ba'apa. So Chia, you know, Chia Rav's son was there. His wife had was in avelus, and he told him. What did he tell him? Ba'apa, when you're in front of her, nahogavilusa. When you're with her, you should be nohegavilus in some way. The lo ba'apa, when you're not with her, lo tinogavilusa. Right? That you shouldn't do any outward things of avilus. It used to be a thing that people would do that. It used to be even a thing that children of their parents were sitting shiva. There were like certain things you wouldn't do. Typically, we don't have that minhag so much anymore. Of keeping avilus when a spouse or a parent is sitting shiva, but this was something that they would do, that they would be knowing avilus together with them. Fine. So Rav Ashi Amar, mi kamadam is avilusa dehachal avilus di alma. So Rav Ashi says, but wait a second, what are you comparing these two types of avilus, right? Avilusa de alma chamir. No, avilus in general is more chomer, right? And a person's not going to be mezalzel. Avilus is the hakam, this type of avilus, right? You're just kind of like going along with somebody else. You're helping them, whatever. So that's not as serious. Kaven da kilu rabbanan asalizulebe. Sorry, not in the house. What's our case? This whole conversation has been about avilus in general, right? And this whole question, what happens in that scenario? Where did this start from? It started from a case where we were already makel by avilus. What were we makel? We said the person passed away. Go ahead and get married, right? And maybe that's the reason why we're being more makel. We're being more machmir now on the other side because people really treat it as not so serious, and that's why, right? So because that's the reason why we're treating this as so serious. You know, we're being so machmir. They sleep separate, etc. Why? Because again, we started by making it so kal. And Mara says, wait a second, my kula. What do you mean? What's so kal? Elam the gatani ball bilas mitzvah parish. He wants it because we allowed them to be together that first time. Hasi mishum to lo chal alav avilusa. That's because avilus didn't start yet, right? Because they didn't bury the person. Ila Rabbi Elazar actually yetsi pesach bayis. Ila Rabbi Yeshua she yista magola. We're gonna get into these questions more in a second, but just to finish up, right? Depend meaning either because there's no iser of when does avilus start, right? Either it starts when the body leaves from the house, or when they, you know, close up the grave. But either way, that wasn't such a kula. They're allowed to be together because there's no avilus yet. El de katani noeg shivisim mishtev achak noeg shivisim avilus. No, the kula here is that you allow them to have 7 days of shivisim mishtev after the burial. Right, that was the big kula, and maybe that's the reason why we're being so much more careful about what happens afterwards, him sleeping separate, etc. Maybe that all those things are really because of the fact that we treated this avilus already so much more kal in general, and that's where we have to put in extra chumras. So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up a daf next week.